Would you look at him sitting there with his hooter scraping away that book?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Have you no natural resources of your own? Have they even robbed you of that?
You can learn from books.
You can you? Pah, sheep's heads. You can learn more by getting out there and living.
Out where?
Any old where. But not our little Richard. Oh, no. When you're not pumping them pagan skins, you're tormenting your eyes with that rubbish.
Books are good.
Parading's better.
Parading?
Parading the streets, trailing your coat, bowling along, living.
Well, I'm living.
You living? When was the last time you give a girl a pink-edged daisy? When did you last embarrass a Sheila with your cool appraising stare?
You're a bit old for that kind of chat, aren't you?
Well, at least I've got a backlog of memories. All you've got is that book.
Ah, quit picking on me. You're as bad as the rest of them.
Ah, so you are a man after all.
What's that mean?
You think I hadn't noticed? You think I wasn't aware of the drift? Why, you poor unfortunate scruff. They've driven you into books with their cruel, unnatural treatment, exploiting your good nature.
I don't know.
And that lot was never happy unless they were jeering you. And where would they be without the steady support of your drumbeat? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's it all come to in the end?
Yeah, what's in it for me?
A book.
Yeah, a bloomin' book.
And you could be out there, betraying a rich American widow, or sipping palm wine in Tahiti before you're too old, like me.
Funny, really. I never thought, but being middle-aged and old takes up most of your time, doesn't it?
You're only right. Where you going?
I'm going parading before it's too late.
Thank you.
I'm in number 7. Your time's up.